You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name's Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, afford anything you want in life by investing in real estate, and never work a job again. And in today's show, I am going to show you on my 400th episode how to buy your first rental property, how to do it successfully, and make sure you're not going to be losing money. You're going to be making money in passive income every single month. And I'm bringing on my good friend Charles Rose Jr. to show us how to do it. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, we have thousands of people listening to this show every single week, and I just want to thank you so much for listening. And I've been doing this podcast since 2016 because I just wanted to give back. I just wanted to help people to invest in real estate. And Charles, the one that I'm bringing on, I just told you in the intro that he's going to be coming on this episode with me. And we recorded it together. And I'm going to play it for you because he was not necessarily one of the first students that I've had, but he was definitely the very, very beginning students. And now he's got 29 investment properties or rental units. He loves duplexes. In fact, what he's doing now is he's playing Monopoly and he's now trading in his single family homes to buy multifamily properties. He just bought six duplexes all in one amazing deal. He's making so much money. And the great thing is he came over here as a student, an international student. He's from the Bahamas, came over here and got a student visa and was doing great, became an engineer. And then he realized he can't work his entire life and he wanted to have financial independence. He knew that even though he got the engineer degree, it was really good, but that was now a means to an end to helping to get money to buy more real estate. Then we started working together. I started coaching him in 2019, right before COVID. Like it was probably July. I remember talking to him one time. I was walking outside. It was in Arizona. It was really, really hot. And I remember talking to him, coaching him. That's why I remember. But now, just 4 years later, a little over 4 years, actually in 4 years, now it's totally 5 years later. But in 4 years, he's got 29 units. And he's one of my coaching students and now is a master passive income coach. If you've been at the Income Builders Live conference that we put on, which was RubeCon or the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, we changed it to income building because I talked about that a little bit, you know, a few shows ago. So if you want to go listen to that, you can. But the Income Building Live Conference, he's spoken at that many, many times. He's coached, oh my goodness, hundreds of students now. It's so great. Like I've coached thousands of students. He's coached hundreds of students now being a master passive income coach. And I'm bringing him on because I see what he's done. Honestly, like even as an immigrant, that's almost a, you know, it's not a negative thing. It's almost a positive thing that he has now a go-getter type mentality. In fact, it seems like people that are born in America, they become lazy. They just think everything should be handed to them. Well, if you want things handed to you, then you're probably not going to live the best life. Like you're not going to be financially independent. I mean, what you do is you work hard. You work hard. You really put your effort into everything that you do. And if you do it wisely, hopefully you become financially independent by having passive income or cash flow, money coming in your pocket. Now, you listening, I know you are different than, let's say, 80% of the population here in America. When I was talking about the people who are born in America that aren't going to push hard or work hard for it, that's not us, like me and you, and obviously Charles as well. But we are the other 20% of the population where we're the ones that we take our own future into our own hands as opposed to letting somebody else or relying and being dependent on somebody else giving us a JOB or working that JOB, which is a just over broke job because you're living just over broke. And us 20% of the population, we're the ones that hire the other 80%. They're the ones that work to make us money. Now I have four businesses that make me money. And when you have 40 plus hours of your life back so that you can then build businesses, serve people, make more money, oh my goodness, you're off to the races. Like literally, you're racing to, you know, how to make your next dollar. Honestly, it's going to be easier and easier when you have more time. When you quit your job, you have 40 plus hours if you want to learn a new skill or a new craft or something like that, or if you want to focus on finding off-market properties. I just gave all my membership people, all the people that I'm coaching, I gave them access to my brand new course, the Creative Financing. Basically, that course is Creative Financing, how to get properties subject to, how to do seller financing, how to take over loans, how to get creative financing for properties where you don't even need money. Most people don't have money, they don't have credit, and they don't have experience, and they don't have any knowledge on how to do those sort of stuff. Well, definitely come every single week, come back to this podcast. My goal is to help you so you'll have the tools and the knowledge and hopefully get connected with other people. You know, I bring on students all the time that are sharing with me how they were successful to give you encouragement. That's what I do is we get lots of students that get success and I just randomly say, hey, would you want to come on the podcast and share your success so you can encourage other people? And that's my goal, is to encourage you, because I believe we are entering, well, we're always in the best time ever to invest in real estate. And let me take that back. The better way to say it is, when was the best time to plant a tree? Well, it was 20 years ago. The next best time is absolutely today. That's the second best time. Same thing with real estate investing. The best time was 20 years ago, back in 2005. If you would have bought properties back then, you'd be so happy right now because you're making so much money in cash and the equity. Your properties have probably at least doubled, if not more, in value, and you're saving so much money in taxes. But the next best time is today. Now, let me also tell you why I think today is even an even better time to invest in real estate than, let's say, 2, 3 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. Well, the market has just run up so much in the last 4 years after COVID, and everybody knows that. Prices or homes are just so unaffordable right now, but I see a lot of turbulence in the economy. Now, I don't have a crystal ball, you know that. Nobody has a crystal ball to see what's gonna happen. Who knows, it might just keep going up, but it's been going up since 2008. What is that, goodness? Is that 17 years, and every market cycle is usually about 8 to 7 years. This has been 17 years of constant up, up, up. What goes up has to come down. Not necessarily saying it's a crash, but if it is a crash, if it's going to be a crash, you better be ready with access to capital, which means having your own savings or private money, or being able to raise capital, have a mortgage broker ready, having a home equity line of credit ready. You need access to that capital to be able to jump on all these properties. So if there is a correction, especially if it was a crash, it's going to be the best time to invest in real estate. Because sadly, people are going to lose their homes, which is going to get more properties on the market for us to buy. But they got to live somewhere. So they become renters. So our rents go up. Oh man, I've been waiting for the economy to correct or the real estate market to correct so the prices come back down. And you've been listening to my show for quite a while and you're going to understand this. I am actually sad to see interest rates go down. Now, if you're new, you might be thinking, Dustin, what are you talking about? Don't you want low interest rates? Well, I'm sad to see interest rates go down because the Federal Reserve just came out and said they're probably going to lower the interest rate next, probably 3 times till the rest of the end of the year. And what that's going to do is going to lower interest rates for the Fed, Federal Reserve, way banks lend to each other. But then that always leads into the mortgage. The mortgage rates will always follow. At least I've never seen it not. So more than likely, interest rates are going to come down. And you might be thinking, well, Dustin, isn't that great? Then you're going to be able to buy properties. Well, no. Because if you think about it, when you buy a single family home, you are paying to live in, like your primary residence, and you get a mortgage, you are personally paying that interest. You have to go get a job, and that job has to pay enough to pay for the principal and the interest and the insurance and all that sort of stuff. And so you're paying that out of your pocket. Now, when it comes to an investment property, I don't pay my mortgage on my properties. I don't pay my taxes. I don't pay my insurance. I don't pay for repairs, property management fee. Meaning I don't have to get a job to pay for those things. My tenants pay for all of that. And it so happens, obviously, the money goes into me, then I pay all the bills, but it's I'm not paying the interest. So if the interest is 15% and I still make money in passive income because I buy the property at a lower dollar amount, that gets me cash flow. And even if it's 15%, I don't care. As long as my numbers work in my business, kind of like a candy bar, I think I might get in this in the talk, but I just got to share this. So if you're going to be having a candy bar business where you knew all day, every day, you can sell a candy bar for a dollar, but it cost you 50 cents to, in order to buy the prop, or sorry, buy the candy bar, cost you 50 cents. You sell it for a dollar, you pocket 50 cents. That's what happens in business. You pocket 50 cents. But let's say you did not even have 50 cents to buy that candy bar and sell it for a dollar. So what you would do is you would borrow money. So let's say you could borrow money and it's going to cost 25 cents to borrow 50 cents. Well, you're out of pocket 75 cents total. You could sell it for a dollar. You're going to make 25 cents every single time that you buy a candy bar and sell a candy bar. You're going to think, how in the world can I borrow more money? I just want to borrow more money so that I can absolutely make more money. Same thing with real estate investing. So if you're listening to this right now, I'm going to be putting on a challenge. So if you go to masterpassiveincome.com/challenge, it's going on next week and I might have it. So that same link, masterpassiveincome.com/challenge, it'll be in the description. Whenever I do a challenge, you will be able to see the most recent current challenge. I did the last challenge and it was so amazing. We had a couple hundred people on. It got people to invest in real estate. It was so terrific. Well, I want you to be on my next challenge. In fact, it's going to happen next week. So when you hear this, go right to that link, masterpassiveincome.com/challenge. And it's a free challenge, not charging any money. And I am going to show you in 5 days, Monday through Friday, 90 minutes a day. I might even do a bonus call, just giving you more amazingness. But I'm going to literally be coaching you through the entire process for 5 days. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be 9 a.m. Pacific time. And it's going to be a 90 minutes. There's also a VIP call afterwards, which if you get the VIP, which the challenge is free, definitely go to that. Get that. There's going to be replays. Replays are only going to be up for another day, just so you, in case you had to work. But then the VIP is where I'm going to be answering all your questions. And you're going to be thinking, my goodness, that person that asked that question, that's the same question I have. I get it. Everybody, we all have great questions. And I am going to be able to answer your questions as well as everybody else's questions. And what's great is you're going to be learning from other people's amazing questions. So anyways, join my challenge, because in the challenge, I'm going to walk you through every single step by step how to invest in real estate like I coach all of my other students. Now, today, I'm going to be talking with Charles Rose Jr., and we're going to be walking through how to buy your first buy and hold rental property. Now, buy and hold means you own it for a long period of time, and you also can rent it out long-term, short-term, mid-term, co-living. We basically hold on to it. And we make more money as we change how we invest and how we get people in it. Long-term would be 12-month lease. Mid-term would be 30, 60, or 90 days, where it's an extended lease, but you furnish it and you make a lot more money. And then you also have a short-term, you know what, short-term, Airbnb, VRBO, renting out per night. That's going to be even better. Make more money, a lot more wear and tear on your property, but that's just the way it is. But you make more money, which is great. And then co-living is going to take off. Just mark my words. Co-living is going to be absolutely amazing, because people are now realizing it. Homes so unaffordable, and they're saying, oh, the investors are buying them up. Well, maybe that might be so. But if you and I are buying them, they got to live somewhere. And so what they're doing is they're living in per room. You rent out per room. And each room is more in dollars than how much you would rent it long-term and even short-term. It's pretty amazing. So if you have a 5-bedroom house that you would probably rent for, let's say, maybe $2,200 a month long-term, well, then you could probably rent each room for like $900. That's close to $500 as a shared living space, shared, you know, kitchen and everything. They could put a little refrigerator inside their room if they want. But honestly, be watching out for, I'm going to put out more episodes on co-living, because it's going to be absolutely amazing. I think it's life-changing for us investors, because there hasn't been an option like this, but now it is exploding. So be on the lookout for that. But what we're talking about today is buy and hold rental properties where we short-term, mid-term, long-term, co-living. And I'm bringing on my student now, Star Approval, who's now, just joking, well, he is. I mean, he's by far has just done an amazing job. And now he coaches here at Master Passive Income, hundreds of students now. And so I'm super pumped. Let me bring on Charles Rose Jr. as we talk about and teach you how to buy your first rental property. And I want to pause for just a quick second and say thank you so much for listening to the show. If you've gotten anything out of the show, I would appreciate it if you went to anywhere that you listen to, let's say Apple or Spotify or wherever, and leave a 5-star review. Honestly, I really appreciate you leaving an honest review. I just love giving all this information out and I want to see you succeed. Also, send this to one person. Just tell one person and say, hey, Dustin wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. You need to listen to this because it's going to change your life. Lastly, get my real estate investing course completely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, rental to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course showing you everything in the business so that you can become financially independent.
Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. It is so good to be here with you, Dustin. I think one of the things that helped me to invest out of town is just learning how to do it right, how to build a business right, how to go through the whole process. And I think that gave me a lot more confidence in investing out of town.
Yeah. And for everybody watching this on YouTube or listening to this on the podcast, I actually have videos for literally every single one of these steps. So if you check in the description, as we're telling you about doing this, like the first step is to find the right area of the country to invest. I literally have an entire video walking you through how I and all the other students here at Master Passive Income find new areas of the country, all over the country, to invest. So check in the description for all of these different videos of every single one of these steps that we are actually talking through. So the first one is finding the right area. What we look for, areas that have homes that are lower in price. They're not $400,000. Like if you live in California, you buy a $400,000 house, you might rent it for like $1,500 a month. You're going to be losing money. That's not going to be a way to be able to buy your first property and make money. And so what we look for are areas of the country that have lower priced homes and they also rent for a good amount. As we're investing all over the country, we're looking for homes that are small, less in price. They're not your huge 3,000 square foot homes. Now, Charles, do you remember the cookie cutter home that we like to shoot for, that ones that we like to find and own?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we always shoot for is we try to shoot for 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 1,200 to 1,400 square feet. In some areas, you know, we'll go down to 3-1 if all of the other homes in the neighborhood is roughly the same. We try to stick to 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,200 to 1,400 square feet. And it's so much better. Like, I mean, these properties, I don't have an issue renting them. Like it's so easy to rent. Everybody's looking for these type of properties, almost everyone. And it helps in keeping that steady cash flow in your business when you have these cookie cutter homes.
The next step is to build the business. Now you're going to hear me and Charles talk about this all the time. We build the business first. Now, a lot of people who teach how to invest in real estate, which is not what we do, they teach you how, like, okay, your property is your business. No. We don't believe that. We believe our properties are our inventory. Just like a can of soda in an adventure, like a convenience store, can of soda is their inventory. Our property is our inventory. Our business houses or owns many, many different properties. Now, also, I actually want to give you this entire stuff, everything written down in order, literally my entire course for free. If you go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course, all one word for it, free course, it'll be in the description as well. You can literally get everything outlined, walking you through and then some, like even how to finance your properties, all that good stuff. So masterpassiveincome.com/free course, and I'll get that for you. Now, in building the business, what we're doing is we already know the area, but we need to find the people in the area that are going to be running the business for us, the experts in the area. See, Charles relies on experts like expert property managers, home inspectors, realtors, roofers, plumbers, inspectors, like and everybody and anybody in our business, we make sure we find the right people and fit them in our business. Now, third step that we need to do as we are building our business and getting ready to where we buy our first property is starting to analyze properties. And when I say analyze properties, it's by running the numbers, knowing that you're going to make enough passive income every single month to feed your family. Now, here's the funny thing. I'm really not that smart. Numbers and math, I'm not a numbers person at all. In fact, I love hiring accountants because they are numbers people. I pay them to do it. Numbers to me go in my brain and they kind of float away and disappear. It's just the way my brain works. It's not good with numbers. Now, I've figured out that all you really need to do this business is to know multiplication, addition, and subtraction. That's it. It's super, super simple. Now, multiplication is very little, but let me show you how when you analyze the numbers, it's only addition and subtraction. So all you do is you find up all your expenses. Talk to your property managers, your realtors, inspectors, tax accountants, all that. You figure out what your expenses are. You add all those up. Add them all up, and let's say you get to $800 a month in expenses. Okay, that's great. You add all of that up. Then you talk to your property manager. Once you find a house, you say, property manager or realtor, how much can I rent this house for? And they might say, okay, you can rent it for $1,000. Really, realistically, you can get $1,000 rent. Well, shoot, you've already added up $800. You know you can get $1,000. Well, that difference right there is the passive income. Now, that's $200 a month. 800 minus 1,000 or 1,000 minus 800 is $200. We shoot for $250 a month in passive income. That's what we shoot for. And now let me give you a little bit of multiplication. Remember, that was super simple math. Addition and subtraction. The next super simple is literally just scaling the business to be able to quit your job. So with one property being $250 a month, 10 properties is $2,500 a month. And if one property is $250 a month, that's $3,000 a year. 10 properties is $30,000 a year. Remember, it's just multiplication. 20 properties is $60,000 a year. That's it. That's all the math you need to know. Now, you might be thinking about accounting and all sort of stuff. We pay accountants to do the accounting. That's why they're named accountants.
What I would also like to add to that is when you look at your numbers, try to be real with your numbers or more on the conservative side. I know that, you know, sometimes you can get emotionally attached to this deal and you may want the rent to be more. But sometimes that rent may be a lot less than what you're expecting. And so that's why we want to rely on our experts on the ground. We want to rely on our property managers. Now, you know, after investing in Memphis for almost 3 years now, I know the rents. I know the areas. So as I learn the area more, then I know the numbers. So I just would add to that, Dustin, is to be conservative on some numbers, especially if you don't know. Now, if the property manager tells you the number and you like it, great. But don't change the number just because you're trying to make it work, because you don't want to hurt yourself.
So the next step is to put in multiple offers. Now, Charles, you and I, so we have the Real Estate Wealth Builders here at Master Passive Income. It's a membership where we're coaching people. We have courses. We have a student success program. We have networking. We have everything that a student would need or somebody would need to start investing. And so in our group coaching that we had lots of people asking the question or talking about putting in multiple offers. Because now, if you put in one offer a month, you're probably it's going to take a very long time before you actually get one accepted, especially the way we invest. As investors, we want to buy the property where we capture equity. So when I say capture equity, it means I'm buying it for less than it's worth. Let's say it's worth $100,000. I'm trying to buy it for at least $90,000, maybe $85,000. So I'm capturing equity. If you're doing that too, it's going to be even harder to find good properties. Now, the cure to that or the way to get around that is to literally put in multiple offers all at one time. And what's great is, so Charles, you were explaining on the group coaching call in Real Estate Wealth Builders membership, you were explaining how you were putting in multiple offers all the time, like daily putting in offers. And we get questions like, oh my goodness, what happens if all of them get accepted at one time? Tell me your answer to that. If all of them get accepted at one time.
First of all, if you get all of them accepted at one time, that is very rare that it'll happen. But, you know, if it does happen, there are things that you can do. You can use private money, hard money. You could use a lot of these different types of money to buy them all if you can. But it's very, very rare that you would get all accepted one time.
Once you have started putting in many, many offers, you're putting in offers, hopefully you're going to get one under contract. Now, I would say hopefully, you will get one under contract because you're putting in many, many offers. You'll get one under contract. The first thing that you need to do is you need to have your experts that are there running the business for you. Remember, not in your same city or your same state, many states over. Like, you could be investing out of state and have your experts do all this work for you, because remember, we built the business first. And as always, I have all the videos literally showing you how to do every single step. I'll hopefully have everything in the description for you. Now, as you're actually going through and having your experts look at the properties, you, number one, need your property manager to review or walk through the property because they need to know what they're getting into, like how much it's going to cost to rehab, because they're hopefully going to be doing the rehab for you. They're going to give you a quote or an estimate for how much it's going to cost to fix up the property. And on top of that, having experts look at the property, once you have it under contract, you're going to have your home inspector. They're going to do a full home inspection on your property as well. Never, ever, ever skip doing a home inspection. That's like, if you're going to do anything, if there's any one thing, like don't think, oh, I might be wasting $400. No, no, it's not wasting. I would rather waste $400 than buy a $100,000 house that's, you know, junk that I literally need to put another $30,000 into. So invest that money. Number one, have your property manager walk through the property, tell you how much it's going to cost to fix up. Then number two, make sure that you have a home inspection in the inspection period window. Should have 10-day inspection period where you can get your earnest money back. I have another video on earnest money. It's basically your quick deposit. So you want to do that because they're going to be the experts on the ground. They're your eyeballs. They're your ears. They're your everything. Trust them. They're going to do the work for you. Also, on top of that, the next step, once you already have the home inspection, you have the property under contract. You're going through the process. The contract goes to a title company. And don't worry, your realtor, like literally everything's mapped out for you. If you're using a realtor, they'll take care of all that. A title company is going to take care of all that. But what you want to do, this is a big pro tip, is negotiate. Not trying to like take more money out of the deal, but let's say you're in the 10-day inspection window. Remember, that's a tip I'm giving you. Make sure you have a 10-day window for home inspection or basically just reviewing the property, making sure it's a good property so you can get your deposit, your earnest money back. Now, what you're going to do in this time is with that home inspection, you're going to get that home inspection back, review that home inspection, see what could be potentially wrong. A roof might be bad. The furnace might be, you know, on its last leg, or there might be foundation issues, whatever it might be, you review it. And on top of that, you also want to figure out how much it's going to cost to fix up. Let's say it's a roof that's going to go bad really soon, or it's already leaking, or there's something wrong with the roof. You didn't know it at the time. Now you do. You can take that back in that 10-day window of inspection, go back to the seller and say, hey, the roof is bad. We need to actually have the entire thing replaced. So I need you to replace the entire roof or credit me the entire cost. It's like, it's going to be $6,000 for me to repair the entire roof. Credit me that account, that amount. So you can renegotiate in that inspection window.
Yeah, and this was actually on my first property. So I remember when the inspection report came back, it showed that the roof would need to be replaced. And so, and one of the things on that Dustin and I were able to do, you know, Dustin looked at the report through my first property just to make sure that I was looking at the right thing. And one of the things Dustin advised me to do was to actually go to the seller and ask them to split the cost of the roof. And, you know, it was kind of scary for me to go back to the seller because I was so nervous. Like, you know, with it being my first deal, I was thinking, oh, I don't want to lose the deal. But it's a good thing I went back to the seller and asked him to split the cost. And without fighting or anything, the seller agreed to split the cost on the roof. And so I was able to bring the price down even more through getting that credit for the roof repairs.
The last thing that we needed to do is we need to get our financing ready and close on the property. So before this, big thing, you want to have all your financing all ready. If you're going to do private money, if you're going to do a mortgage, if you're going to do a commercial loan, if you're going to do a home equity line of credit, whatever it might be. And in fact, I have an entire video literally walking you through all the 14 different ways to get financing. Check in the description for that video. But literally 14 different ways to finance your properties. You need to get all that set up before you get into a contract so that when you're in a contract, they're already off to the races. So you say, go ahead and start moving and get the financing going, private money, or you have a hard money lender, whatever it might be, you have them all ready. Charles, every single time, you're a master at this. You have lots and lots of ways. You've bought many properties with private money, with hard money lenders, with commercial loans, conventional loans, all that sort of stuff. Now, you plan that out beforehand, correct?
You definitely want to plan it out beforehand so that you can be ready to close on the property.
Before we buy properties, we know we have the money or the means to be able to buy those properties. And then the last step is literally to close on the property. Once you close on the property, and here's a big key tip I'm going to give you, because I get some students that said, oh man, the property manager, they're not going to be able to get to it for like 3 weeks. I'm like, no, they need to be ready. So all that entire time that you're in escrow, which is usually about a month, maybe 45 days, escrow means it's a process of changing over from seller to buyer. you want to say property manager, we are going to be done, or contractor, we're going to be done on this day. Have your crews ready to get in that property on day one. As soon as we have the keys, I want you in there fixing up the property, because we don't want it sitting around, because that's money wasted. We want to get that money moving into that property, getting it fixed up so that we can get it rented, and then get our money out in rent. So that's how you do it. That's how you buy your first property. There's so much more on managing and all that stuff. We have videos for all that stuff. But hey, everybody, for watching this and listening to us on podcast, you guys are awesome. Charles, thanks for being here. You guys, we will see you in the next one. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.